we've had obviously 11 days now since the Scunthorpe game. What have you been able to work on in that time that you've had with this international break?
Just getting a couple of lads in, getting them training. Certainly George coming in from Wolves. I'm not going to get involved with his second name. I'm not going to eat with these second names at the minute. We'll stick to George. Sam Kluke has obviously come in just before that. Deadline day. Lads coming back from injury. Gary Roberts hasn't trained for 10 days. He's now back training. Obviously, Jay O'Shea's back in the fold. Ollie Banks is now back in the fold properly. Richie Humphries is back in the fold. Ian Everts back from suspension. All of the Bocco's now back in the fray after being his cheekbone. So, you know, we've had a great training week this week. It's great. We had a good game with Rotherham the other day. Rotherham have got fantastic players, really have. It was a really good test for us on the day. You know, so being a good week, looking forward to the Scunthorpe game now, because obviously that's the most important part of the week.
Does it all sort of combine together to make it a good time to maybe have that break, to get the players in, to get the players rested that needed
it? Delighted with the break, you know, because we've had some points on the board. Winning at Port Vale was huge for us. Obviously the defeat at Scunthorpe's always hard to take, because you don't like getting beat as a manager. It's a cup competition that's close to our heart because of the success John had. Obviously we had a little bit of success in getting the final, but unfortunately couldn't get the result, you know. So now we're back to the bread and butter, you know, the league games, and you know, the lads have been terrific this week. They really have trained well, and you know, they do everything we ask, and that's pleasing as a manager. It really is.
For those of us who've not seen George before, what can you tell us about him?
He's just, you know, he's been at Wolves now for a couple of years. The previous manager, again, forgive me with names, Sol, has gone back to Copenhagen, brought him in, you know, obviously as a talented player from Austria Vienna. You know, he went back to Copenhagen on loan because obviously he's been not in Kenny's plans. He played a couple of games in the Champions League. He was involved as a substitute in the big games against Juventus. So he's got a pedigree about him. You know, we need a bit of cover in there for Sam Aird. Obviously Liam Cooper's gone. You know, so we thank Wolves, obviously, because obviously these deals, as you can imagine, from the Championships to Premier League clubs, there's a lot of finance involved, and without the help of the parent club, the deals wouldn't happen. So we're really pleased that George is in. We know it'll take him a game or two to settle, so hopefully the quicker we can get games under his belt, the better it'll be for everyone.
As well as the two young lads played in there, did you just need that bit more experience?
Oh, without a doubt. It's not so much the two young lads that's the problem. It's the fact that if one of them gets injured, we'll then be scrambling around looking for someone. So, you know, bringing someone in, obviously when you get someone with the pedigree of George, you can't not play him, you know. So it's important that our young lads, Charlie Raglan for sure, Jack Broadhead, keep focus on their jobs, which is improving, and keep getting first team experience. George can come in and give us a buffer towards Sam here coming back from fitness, because losing Sam was a big blow.
Have you had any positive news on Sam at all?
No, none.
Is it long term? Is it going
to
be?
It's 8-10 weeks, whatever it is. But I try and take these things in my stride, because you know it's part and parcel of the game, and you can't beat yourself. We haven't all season gone to games when we have struggled for bodies this year. You know, we haven't been able to fill the bench. You know, tomorrow's the first opportunity we're going to have of having a full hit on the bench, you know, a full hit team. And as a manager, it makes you feel good about yourself, your club and everything that's going on.
It's going to be a very different game, isn't it, this one, compared to the JPT?
Oh, listen, Scunthorpe are a good side. You know, modern day football now, the expectations of clubs become huge, probably in my opinion too quick. You know, both ourselves, Scunthorpe and Rochdale, were promoted. All three teams, I think if you'd have said to all managers at the start of the year that you'll stay in the division, I think all three managers would have bit your hand off. You know, as we all speak now, we've all had different starts for whatever reasons. I think if the same question was asked to all three, they'd all give you the same reply. So we'll all just keep going as we are. We've always had tough games with both Rochdale and Scunthorpe, and tomorrow will be no different.
Is it a bit of a unique pressure on teams that go up, that expectation is there that you're just going to keep winning?
No, it's a unique expectation on managers in general now, because of, you know, social media and all the other things that go on in the game. Football management's becoming really difficult because, you know, you don't get time, you know, and I'm one of these, at the time, be quite open and honest about it. It's something we just all accept. You know, if you look at Russ, for example, at Scunthorpe, 3 or 4 months ago, he's manager of the year. He hadn't lost for about 28 games. And then we're now 4 or 5 games into a new season, and the rules seem to change. It's football, it's for us all. You know, so we just keep, you know, Russ, the same as Keydale, myself. You know, I hope all three teams go on and do well, first and foremost, my own. You know, I like Rochdale, I like playing Scunthorpe, I like these teams coming up, you know, and I hope we can all stay up, you know, but I'll just keep concentrating on Chesterfield for obvious reasons.
They played a very strong side in that cup game, and you could see that they've got a lot of options up top, haven't they?
Good players, you know, he plays Max Sheffrey and Paddy Madden. That day he's obviously bought Billy Keane from Burton. You know, they got Lyle Taylor. Is it Lyle Taylor?
Yeah.
correct, yeah, from Sheffield United. They've got good options up front. Dion Burton, who's out injured for a bit. So he's got good options, Russ. But, you know, as I say, whatever team he brings over here, you know, three games we've played them since I've been here, we haven't beat them. You know, so the tough games, it'll be a good game tomorrow, because everyone knows we try and play. You know, it's quite common knowledge how we set up and how we play. I don't believe in hiding that. You know, we know tomorrow that we'll go and attack and we'll try and play. Scunthorpe will come with whatever game plan Russ deems is correct. Hopefully we can get the 3 points.
They can do that as well, though, can't they? I mean, Bishop in there in the middle, good getting players. Us to get on the ball, doesn't
good
he?
Players. You know, McAllister's a very good player. You know, they've got good strength at the back with Leonard and Canavan. You know, he's got good players. Russ has got a good squad. You know, as the league table stands at the minute, it's in its infancy. You know, what people can get carried away with league tables too quick, and, you know, expectations can be raised very quickly or lowered very quickly. I just like to keep going and keep focused on what we're trying to do, which is win the next game, which is Scunthorpe tomorrow.
And you don't look at the league table, do you?
No, I don't. You know, I know people will say you're a liar and different stuff. You have to think as a manager that you're going to be here till the end of the season. You first and foremost, you must have a confidence and a belief in what you do yourself. And during the season, you can guarantee you'll have highs and you'll have lows. When they come, none of us know. You know, the last league table on 46 games deems where everybody deserves to finish. If you look at us, for example, last year, we had a really tricky November. I think it was October, November time, where we didn't win for 5 or 6 games, possibly. Don't quote me on this for sure, but on the back of having a fantastic start. But the balance of the league table in the end said we were promoted as champions. So I look back on last year and I believe that's what we deserved. And they were my messages all through the season. It's the same as this year. Once that whistle goes on the last day, our league position will be where we deserve to finish. And I hopefully, it's quite a good one.
Ready for a game after 11 days
yeah,
off?
Yeah, our place is buzzing. You know, our lads have a great appetite at the minute. I said, you know, to the staff this morning, you know, they're a pleasure to work with, Arlo. I don't mean we win every game. We'll get beat quite regularly. We lose tomorrow to Scunthorpe. It's the nature of the game. You know, but our lads give you what they've got. They come in, they train, they do the gym work, they're back practicing. You know, Shinner takes them for the fitness stuff. And they do it all with open arms. We have very little problems behind the scenes. And I think that's great credit to the squad of players we've got.
We had a chance to speak to Tendai after the Scunthorpe game. And he was, you know, very positive about the fact he'd had the chance to captain the side. And obviously he's made 100 appearances now. Did you feel that was something that you really wanted to do to reward him perhaps for his displays?
I just think Tendai is a very much a, how do you say, you know, we can quickly forget how good a player Drew Talbot is because of Tendai's form and performances. You know, as a manager, I can't wait to have Drew Talbot back because I know how good Drew Talbot is. He's a fantastic player. Tendai's gone in there, and obviously people will say things like he's made the position his own, he's done different. Tendai's just like a lot of our players, they're very good. Drew Talbot falls into the exact same bracket. And when you're a young lad or you're a player playing with confidence, which is what Tendai's playing with, you'll look a lot better player.
Is he maturing at all, to give him that responsibility of the armband?
I just deserves it. You know, I like Tendai as a kid as well. I like all our players in general, because when they come in and they listen to you and they go and train, that when they make the mistakes, i.e. Huddersfield at home when he dives in and gives a penalty away, I live with their mistakes. I don't have no problems with them, because part of their education is to make mistakes. To make the mistake, you can learn from it. And when you see how he conducts himself from Monday to Friday, how hard he works at his game, being a captain, being a player that I speak well about, just like water under a bridge.
And have you got the clearance now for Carl Lamb?
Yeah, Carl comes in. Carl's a little bit different because obviously the circumstances of Carl coming in are a little bit different, but Carl's someone that we deserve to be given an opportunity. Hopefully he'll get one. He scores a lot of goals in a practice match. He scored 4. He's what I call an old-tap fashion type of striker. They don't do a lot in general other than just score, and Carl fits that bracket perfectly. So hopefully we can give him a chance. If we do, great. If we don't, great. You know, but certainly coming in at the time when we were short of numbers, you know, was a no-brainer for me.
Either way, it's an interesting story, isn't it? A guy approaching his 30s.
It's a great story, isn't it? You know, it's a story that you want to be involved in. And while hopefully we can keep being successful, Carl doesn't get put under the pressure that he's threw in as the one. You know, because obviously to go in our team as the lone striker, for example, it's an unforgiving world. We've got Owen Doyle, who scored 5 goals. And if you look at Armand Nangele's performance at Port Vale away, we've got 2 fantastic strikers. So bringing a third one in at no risk for me was a no-brainer.